as we think about culture as part of larger behavior or classroom management, I think part of it is recognizing that we all need to be examining our practices from the onset, not just when things aren't working or classroom is erupting into a scene that nobody wants, that is not serving the teacher, that is not serving the students in their learning. Recognizing one's own culture and recognizing students' culture and supporting them in recognizing it and connecting all those things may be one of the first and foremost things that educators can do to have a smoothly running classroom. I think connecting with that is also building relationships with students, with their families, with the community. And that is in part because it helps you to better understand the students as cultural beings. And so in some ways, it can be responsive, but it also can serve as the precursor, really, to setting up your classroom dynamic that can help to have a smooth flow in your classroom, but also can help when you return to it to say, oh, hey, we established this together. Let's talk about this. Or we didn't recognize that this might be an area where we're clashing, but we have already developed this sort of respect and acknowledgement for each other as cultural beings. We've already started to establish this communication. So my response is not to yell at you, it's to wonder why you're engaging in this behavior. And your response as a young person may not be to say, I'm going to act in this way, but instead to say, hey, we talked about this and I feel like I'm not being respected, or what we talked about isn't being respected. And so culture is a fundamental aspect of establishing what your classroom is going to look like, and then supporting the ways that students can engage with each other and can engage with you as you move forward.